All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Almost 3 years ago, two brothers decided to start an independent internet provider. Just like that. Eric Vexler is the younger one and the quieter one.
I'm the technician at Brooklyn Fiber.
His big brother Rob is sitting next to him, grinning from behind a pair of dark sunglasses.
That's pretty modest. His name is Eric Vexler. He's the CEO of Brooklyn Fiber, and I am the vice president.
Basically, Brooklyn Fiber is a two-brother business. But what they're up to is a lot bigger than running a lemonade stand. They're offering an alternative to big corporate broadband providers. The idea came to Eric Vexler when he was commuting to an IT job in Manhattan and griping with his neighbors in Red Hook about spotty internet connections.
In Red Hook, the service would go out for, you know, weeks.
Eric Vexler wondered, if the cable company won't come quickly and make a repair that lasts, well, how hard could it be to start your own broadband provider? Vexler found a wholesale bandwidth supplier. He spent his life savings on equipment, a core router, licensed radios, and network switchers. But actually building this high-capacity wireless network was the hardest part.
Yeah, it was a lot harder than I thought. We spent a lot of time on rooftops. We spent a lot of time in cellars. We drill through, you know, these old walls. Yeah, we've gone through a lot of drill bits.
Wow, this is a
best view in the city.
Fantastic view.
Yeah.
Today, you can see their handiwork from the roof of the Fairway Building. It's a converted 19th century warehouse overlooking New York Harbor and Lower Manhattan. So this is where you work?
Yeah, this is my office, if you will. So if you look around, you can see, you know, various radios that we have propped up on the building here.
It's the perfect location, because unlike most broadband providers, which rely on hard cables, Brooklyn Fiber beams a microwave signal from up here to its customers in the low-rise neighborhoods we're looking at now.
This radio here services 106 Ferris and a few buildings next to it.
These radio transmitters leap out from the edge of the building like little gargoyles. Okay, I'm just going to reach over the edge of this little platform and touch it. Yeah, it's a white piece of plastic. I can cover the whole thing with my palm, with my kind of outstretched fingers. Doesn't really look like much of anything.
Yeah.
What does one of these things cost?
These here that you're looking at are about $150 each.
That's cheap.
Super cheap.
There are at least a dozen of these transmitters mounted on the Fairway Building, and more on some nearby properties. Brooklyn Fiber claims close to 100 customers, and it's profitable. For years all across America, there's been very little competition to provide high-speed internet. One reason, the cost of laying cable and clearing government regulatory hurdles was just too high. The Vexler brothers believe that's changing. The brothers say in 5 years, they want their service to be available to anyone in Brooklyn. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.